Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 375 for Tuesday, May 3rd. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about 60 cents to $2.30 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The July contract is up $2.30 at $502, propped up by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie weakened against its U.S. counterpart Tuesday morning as crude oil futures nosedived on supply concerns, which makes canola more appealing to international buyers. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, market watchers say, and if prices are able to move further past key levels, buying could become even stronger. Malaysian palm oil closed mixed, which limited gains in canola, as did losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil and soybeans. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all weaker. Soybeans were about 1 to 6 cents per bushel weaker on Tuesday, with the July contract at $10.30 per bushel as seeding progress is ahead of average, according to United States Department of Agriculture data. Soybean seeding is 8% finished as of May 1st compared with a 10% average. Losses in crude oil also pressured the market on Tuesday as lower energy prices make blending soybeans into biodiesel less appealing. However, fund buying limited losses and kept underlying support in the market. Crop loss in Argentina is keeping soybeans from declining too far, as many traders expect China to buy supplies from the U.S. to make up the difference. Corn prices were 4 to 7 cents per bushel weaker in early activity, with the July contract down 4 cents at $3.89. Better weather conditions in the U.S. are expected to help farmers seed corn this week, which is bearish. Corn seeding progress is ahead of last year's pace at 45% compared with a 30% average. Losses in crude oil futures also pressured corn as it makes blending the commodity into ethanol less appealing. For wheat, prices were about 1 to 9 cents per bushel weaker, with the Chicago July contract at $4.79. 8% of U.S. winter wheat crops are in excellent condition, and another 50% are in good condition, according to USDA data, which is better than last year. Beneficial rains in wheat-growing regions of the U.S. was also bearish for prices. Spillover weakness from the nearby corn market added to the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.